Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Dr. Jerry is on the attack, liberty's friend and tyranny's foe. The heathen are raging and the battle for America is on. The devil beware, Dr. Scheidbach is on the air, deftly swinging the sword of the spirit, aimed at the heart of the dragon of lies, the prince of the power of the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Antifa threatens to burn down polling places unless we go all in for mail-in ballots in November. Sounds just like a fascist, doesn't it? 100 police agencies have pulled out of agreement to protect the DNC convention in Milwaukee. Now, who can blame them? ACLU wins petition in court to ban police from live streaming rioting in Portland, Oregon. And let me give you a little heads up here. That's the only reason you know what's going on there. Police must wear a body cam because we've got to know what they're up to. But they can't let us know what they're up against, man. This should be required rather than banned. Teachers don't want schools to reopen because they fear ending up with a toe tag and a body bag. Well, okay, stay home, but you don't get paid. You're no different from anyone else in America suffering from this nonsense. You don't work, you don't get paid, just like the millions of Americans who have unwillingly lost their jobs because of this nonsense. So that's what I have to say about that. Fauci recommends goggles now. If you have them, wear them, he says. This is the same guy who told us Americans are not going to go around wearing masks back in March. You know, I guess it was a case of March madness. Because by April, he decided everyone except him needs to wear masks. Hear the hammer hitting, you know, driving the coffin nails. You know, his refusal to acknowledge the efficacy of HCQ, that's hydroxychloroquine, the sound of a hammer driving another nail. Fauci's encounter with Representative Jim Jordan. Well, that was a hoot. The final nail in the coffin fitted for Fauci's reputation. You know, it to be taken as a serious doctor. The guy's phony. Phony Fauci. He's warning us that the perfect storm is shaping up for the fall. COVID meets the flu, spun into a tornado by fake news. The MSM blowhards, brace yourselves. Coming into November, it's all going to get worse, with the unspoken promise being, hey, America, if you want us liberals to get our knee off your neck, you had better not vote Trump. Yeah. Conspiracies have been floated claiming that Chauvin, you know, the murderer of George Floyd, that whole thing was staged, even that Chauvin was compensated for his services by none other than Soros. All right, so check his financial records and track it down and see if there's any evidence of that, because there's no evidence at present. We know he stands, however, to receive as much as $1 million over his lifetime from his pension, even if he is convicted. So anyway, so no evidence has surfaced to support the conspiracy, but I can tell you about a conspiracy for which there's plenty of support. And it's illustrated by Chauvin with his knee on the neck of George Floyd. The white liberals have put their collective knee on the neck of America. And I can't breathe. They're choking us with their oppressive, draconian, and hypocritical lockdown, you know. The casinos can stay open in Nevada, but the churches have got to close. That kind of thing. The protesters are okay, you know, but getting together in church to sing praises to God, you can't do that. They're standing by while Antifa and Black Lives Matter thugs destroy over, $500 million in property so far in county, right? Yeah, 500 officers wounded by these miserable, jackbooted, fascist, racist thugs. $500 million in property damage so far. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. In the case of Floyd, the fellow officers stood by and watched while some 17-year-old filmed all this, just like the liberals, you know, who are standing by watching all of this. But will you just stand by? Will you vote in November? Will you charge the ballot boxes to push these wicked oppressors off our neck? Lady Liberty's crying, I can't breathe. Anyway, it does not look like many pastors will answer the call. More pastors say they won't hold in-person services until 2021, survey finds. What a pack of cowards. Glad God does not need them. Gideon taught us that lesson. Let the cowards go home. Let those that sit at Jezebel's table, using another analogy, let those that sit at Jezebel's table, you know, the government preachers, the Christian bureaucrats who are steeped in the world, so steeped in the world, they take their cues from it and not the word. And that's been going on for a while, by the way. They have gotten fat at Jezebel's table. And Obadiah's cowering cave preachers, just sit this one out, okay? We don't need you. Obadiah will take care of you. Just keep quiet in your little cave. The Obadiah Christians will make sure you're fed. Leave the Elijahs out there to fight this battle alone. You watch from Jezebel's table, or from Obadiah's cave anyway. Feinstein warns it will be a huge mistake to hold China accountable for the China virus, right? Mrs. I had a Chinese spy driving for me for 20 years. I guess she's still working for the Chinese? What's this about? But here's some good news that will surely tweak the Feinster monster. That couple in Missouri that defended their home from BLM protesters who invaded their property, by the way, shouting threats to set fire to their home. You know the ones. That couple that walked out with an AR and a 45 and warned the mob that had breached their property that they'd better back off. The couple that got arrested for defending their home in a state that has established castle law, defending their lives from a mob. Well, they got some good news here lately. The state attorney general has stepped in and the charges have been dismissed. So let's see here, out of all this, you know what? It seems to me the story of the hour comes down to Barr's testimony before the House and the near panic caused by the White Road press conference doctors advocating for hydroxychloroquine as a treatment and a defense against COVID-19. Let's get started, my friend. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Barr's testimony. You know, the Dems' treatment of Attorney General William Barr has set the bar of civil governance at a new low. I mean, Gumby could not dance under this limbo bar. Did you watch this thing? It's hard to watch. But here's the thing. The Democrat-controlled Congress harped about Barr testifying before the House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Jerry Nadler, Democrat from California. They kept harping about it and hounding him, and finally Barr accepted the invitation to appear for a hearing, but he wouldn't come to testify in some kind of proceeding anyway. He was not there to testify, you know. It was supposed to be a hearing. They were supposed to be asking him questions and allowing him to explain. And this means the Judiciary Committee wanted to hear from the Attorney General. But did they? Actually, no, they did not. They would have preferred the Attorney General just to keep on resisting an appearance there so they could keep on harping about, he won't talk to us, he won't talk to us. So he goes there to talk to them, and then they won't let him talk to them, right? Yeah. Barr was not offering testimony. Don't let him trick you with that nonsense in any kind of legal proceeding. He was there to explain his actions to the committee that has oversight of his department, the Department of Justice, specifically the Attorney General's office. It's a difference that the Democrats pretend to not understand. A difference that interferes with their political maneuvering. In any event, don't let the ignorance of the MSM fake news department fool you by depicting Barr as quibbling over the matter of testimony versus there to answer questions at a hearing. It's an important difference, and he was right to insist on clarifying what he was there to do. He was not there as the AG to testify as a witness in a legal proceeding. But anyway, as you probably saw or heard, the Democrats refused to allow Attorney General Barr to actually answer for himself. It was a hearing, which ostensibly is called to hear what the government official has to say about concerns the Oversight Committee might have. But as Barr repeatedly pointed out, and as is obvious to anyone watching this nonsense, Barr was not allowed to speak. He was asked questions, and then when he attempted to answer, the devil Dems interrupted him. I reclaim my time. I reclaim my time. I reclaim my time. One astute observer said the Democrats were filibustering themselves. Well, they clearly did not want to hear what Barr had to say. They called Barr to a congressional oversight hearing, but did not want to hear what Barr had to say. Jim Jordan did an excellent job countering this foolishness where he could get a chance to do so. once he asked Nadler to let Barr answer the questions. He said, look, you could give your speeches if that's what you want to do, or you can ask questions. But if you ask a question, I want to hear what the Attorney General has to answer. And Nadler said, nastily, as he so often does, he's a nasty little man. He said, what you want is irrelevant. You see, folks, if a Democrat is in control of government, this is what you get. The minority party is irrelevant. That's what you do when you vote for Democrats. You vote for these little dictators, you know, to govern. And what they do is they shut you down. They attack you with accusations. Remember last week, the accusation party. And then they shut you down when you try to answer the accusations. The Democrats have set the limbo bar of civil government so low. I mean, even these Democrat snakes can't slither under it. We must rid ourselves of these devils. We have one hope left to us right now. It's the ballot box, November 3rd. Pray, pay, parlor, and go to the polls. Think about that. They are destroying America. They are the party of lawlessness. They are the party of controlled thought. They want to control what you can know about the protesters pretending to be peaceful when in fact they are hurling frozen bottles of water at the police, throwing bricks through store windows, painting their graffiti all over businesses, destroying the livelihoods of thousands of Americans. They have injured 500 officers. They've destroyed over $500 million in property damage. They are threatening to burn down our polling stations during the election of November 3rd. Have you heard that one? They're cordoning off sections of our cities, declaring them to be independent from the United States of America, but without the consent of those within the confines of their borders, whose property they are destroying and whose lives they are destroying. And this is going on while Democrat politicians encourage them and provide a lying cover for them, saying, oh, they're only peaceful protesters. Well, some are, and those that are, fine. But those that aren't, not so fine. I'll be attending a peaceful protest Saturday, August the 1st, on the corner of Betteravia and Bradley here in Santa Maria at 11 o'clock in the morning. You're not going to see anyone setting fire to a business, scrawling graffiti on anyone's property, crashing windows with bricks, or chanting, what do we want? Dead cops. I invite Nadler, Newsom, Pelosi, some of these others. You know, Miss Pelosi, people will do what they will do, right? To come on out and get educated on what a peaceful protest actually looks like. You don't seem to know. You don't seem to understand. Okay, it looks like it's time for me to take a break. I'll be right back. And by the way, if you have not purchased your copy of God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, now is a good time to do it. Our summer promotion offers you the book that reaffirms America as founded, provides the biblical basis for understanding what it means to be one nation under God. And then two more free resources are added to it. We're going to send you a coupon code to download my commentary on the book of Daniel and my study on Jesus' teaching in the temple and Olivet Discourses. And these two resources are free when you buy God's War. And that book, by the way, is a hardback, over 500 pages, appendices, scripture, and topical index. It's a first-class book. Retails at $41, but you pay only $24.95. The commentary on Daniel is a $25 value, and Jesus on the Second Coming is a $10 value. So you're getting about $60 worth of books for only $24.95. If you live in the area, you can choose local pickup to get shipping free, and then stop by the church to pick up your book. Or if you live within 26 miles of the church, we'll bring it to your home, drop it off for you, so you save on the shipping. This offer only works if you order through our website, and that's books@dbp.com. And it's not that little symbol you use in an email address. It's the word at, A-T. So books@dbp.com. And you can take advantage of this extraordinary offer worth $60 in materials for only $24.95. And by the way, some of you might not know where to find us. We are located at 1310 West Betteravia Road in Santa Maria, California. Hold on for the break. I'll be right back.
Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that will steal from us our liberties. Since President Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for the China virus, the liberals have gone to such great lengths to dissuade the American people from believing it. You have to wonder, wow, this must be a really dangerous drug. Why is everyone so hyped up trying to stop anyone from using this drug for the China virus? You know, think about this. What exactly is at stake here? I have a knack for getting at the real question and things like this, right? You've listened to me for many years. You know what I'm saying. What is so dangerous about hydroxychloroquine that the establishment doctors are literally in a panic over other doctors recommending it as a treatment for the China virus? Now, wait a minute. Let me set this up even better. Okay. Phony Fauci. Now, he has proved himself to be a phony. Come on. You know, Mr. Americans don't need to walk around wearing masks to every American must wear a mask. Mr. You can't play sports if you're in college or high school, but I'll throw the first pitch out there for the National Major League Baseball team. Hey, Mr. Hey, got to close down those salons and openly support closing down churches, but can't find the words to say protests are a bad idea. Mr. Phony Fauci, he tells us hydroxychloroquine is not an approved treatment for the China virus, and he cites studies that he knows, he has to know, were rigged by using too high a dosage. Look into this. Way beyond the dosage recommendations of CDC, beyond what every doctor knows is the appropriate dosage. And the question is actually not whether Fauci recommends hydroxychloroquine, also HCQ, or whether it actually works. The question is the old medical governing adage, do no harm. Is there any harm in this? When HCQ is recommended by doctors, and there are hundreds, and I think it's getting into the thousands, that recommend it as early treatment for the China virus, and all the establishment doctors, you know, I mean the bureaucrats like Fauci and Burke and all the health department types, actually freak out. Freak out, man. I mean, they don't just yawn and say, yeah, well, you know, some people, you just can't help everybody. Some are just ignorant. Yeah, you know, that kind of thing with a little eye roll to throw in there, right? No, they freak out, man. They go crazy. They attack these doctors viciously. They fire them from their jobs. They accuse them of dangerous counsel. Yeah, that's the word they want to throw out there. Danger, danger. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the corporate liberal control PC police of the Democrat Party, they go out of their minds with fear, panic, using words like dangerous to justify pulling down their posts, attacking their character, pulling down their web pages, scrubbing their statements from all social media, and attacking them at every turn in virtually every mainstream media outlet. It's like a highly intense full court press attack to stop that information from getting out there. Don't let people hear this. It's dangerous for people to even hear this. Think about this. There's no expression quite like, oh my God, you know, to adequately represent the level of fear, anxiety, terror that strikes the soul of a liberal if you say the words hydroxychloroquine and China virus in the same breath. Well, okay. COVID-19. He goes screaming, yelling, stop, stop. You can't know that. You get my point. What I'm trying to get to here is how serious they are about stopping you from knowing anything about hydroxychloroquine. Is it that dangerous? Dangerous? Really? Go to America's Frontline Doctors Summit.com. Download the white paper. A white paper is an authoritative report on a subject, usually a complex subject, in which persons with credentials in the area of inquiry offer a summary explanation to inform readers about the subject. This white paper is very well done. I've read it all the way through. It's written well, and the documentation is excellent. And I mean by that, the writer obviously is a professional in her field, written by Dr. Simone, MD and JD, by the way, and that means she's both a medical doctor and a juris doctor, or a doctor of law. Fitting combination for her present calling, I think, anyway. You should get this and read it. Let me summarize it for you. But first, when I study something like this, I like to run down corroborating support, you know, check out the resources and credentials of the authority cited, all this kind of thing. And I'm only going to comment now on the points of this documentation that I have been able to verify to my own satisfaction. Rheumatologists are cited because these doctors make the greatest use of the drug called hydroxychloroquine, or HCQ. And so they have the greatest amount of experience using it. Cardiologists are cited here because, well, the claims against the use of HCQ include a concern about heart issues that supposedly arise from its use. And then ophthalmologists, who are cited because visual impairment is another objection that is raised against the use of HCQ. Well, the undisputed authority representing rheumatologists would be an organization called ACR, or the American College of Rheumatology. I've read the statement of ACR on the use of HCQ, and I agree with Dr. Simone's assessment of their statement. In other words, the professional society of the physicians who prescribe this drug the most for years have said the following. One, serious side effects are rare. Two, visual changes can happen in people taking high doses for years. And three, heart rhythm changes are so uncommon that there is no monitoring pre-use. Now, the backdrop to these conclusions is several million patients suffering from rheumatoid issues treated with no reported deaths from use of this drug. Millions, no deaths. The only instance in which problems occur is when it's used in high dosage or used over prolonged periods of time. As for the claim that it triggers heart arrhythmia, let's ask cardiologists. Here is a study published in 2018 that revealed that out of the millions of those prescribed hydroxychloroquine over a period of over 60 plus years, and FDA approved this drug 65 years ago, there have been only 50 cardiac deaths attributable to HCQ. Conclusion? Heart rhythm problems are so rare that it is commonly accepted practice not to do an EKG prior to starting on the medication. Okay? I mean, all right. So, what about the allegation that using hydroxychloroquine can impair your vision? Let's talk to an ophthalmologist, shall we? How about Dr. Richard Urso, an active practitioner of ophthalmology for 30 years, affiliated with multiple hospitals in Houston, Texas, said, quote, I've had several thousand patient visits to specifically discuss the toxicity of this drug over my last 30 years. It's a super safe drug. It's safer than Tylenol, aspirin, Motrin. There is zero visual risk for short courses of HCQ. And a short course would be 1 or 2 months. But wait, CDC website says, quote, the risk of retinal toxicity at 5 years of continuous use is zero. The risk increases to 1% after 10 years of continuous use. Come on, folks. This drug has been used billions of times all over the world. It is an over-the-counter drug in most of the world. It is the number one most often used drug in India with a population of over 1.3 billion people. There has never been a single voice warning about the dangers of HCQ until the China virus of 2019. And actually, not even then. It wasn't until Trump mentioned it as a hopeful treatment for the disease. CDC says HCQ can be prescribed without fear of or danger to adults and children of all ages. It can be safely used by pregnant women and nursing mothers. People with psoriasis should avoid using it, and the recommended weekly dosage is 400 milligrams. CDC recommends that if you use it continuously, you know, as recommended, once a week, 400 milligrams, for more than 5 years, well, then you should begin getting regular eye exams. So what is the basis for all the concern about the danger of suggesting HCQ as a treatment for the China virus? By the way, something that's being done. Doctors are prescribing this, but the panic is so pervasive. Some non-doctor politicians are prohibiting the prescription of HCQ in Ohio, for example. And I know California cautions against it, but I cannot find that it has been prohibited as a doctor's prescription. But my experience with this sort of thing is that, you know, such widespread resistance got to come from somewhere, doesn't it? Guys like Fauci always at least have some argument to scare non-doctor types who have been absorbed into the hive mentality of statist think. So I have to ask myself, what rationale is being used to perpetuate this seemingly irrational fear and panic over anyone daring to even suggest such a benign drug as this might be helpful in the treatment of, well, anything, really. And here it is. HCQ is certainly known to be harmless on its own. And I'm quoting from the white paper here. The only credible theory as to why there has even been a concern is that since the beginning, possible treatment options of COVID-19 have always included HCQ in combination with the antibiotic azithromycin. I'm just going to call it AZ. Because each medication independently can cause the same rare heart rhythm disturbance, there has been an academic concern whether the two drugs could be risky when taken together, end quote. Rarely cause a problem called QT prolongation. But what in the world's that? Well, QT is a measurement of heart rhythm on an electrocardiogram. The Q wave indicates, I think, the initiation of the beat or the rhythm, and the T wave marks its termination, something like that. And the distance between the Q and the T is the measurement that they're looking at. If this is prolonged, it indicates that the heart is out of rhythm. So in the rare event that the QT is prolonged, in the even more rare event that this condition becomes sufficiently severe that it leads to a fatal rhythm problem called torsades de Pont, P-O-I-N-T-E-S, this French stuff, right? And that can be fatal. Now, what we notice is that this is called an academic concern, and that means it's, well, academics. It's not practitioners, not the people who are actually treating patients, but academics. They look at this and they say, well, hey, HCQ can rarely cause something called QT prolongation, and AZ can rarely cause it too. So what happens if we combine these medications? Does it exacerbate the danger exponentially? No, that's actually a legitimate question. Well, guess what? The American Heart Association has answered this specific question. And they published their findings on April 29, 2020. Quote, in the largest reported cohort, the use of that word here is a little strange to your ears, I'm going to guess. It simply means, it simply refers to a group that was taken together as a group and so on. So, in the largest reported group of persons treated for coronavirus disease 2019 to date, treated with HCQ plus AZ, no instances of torsades de Pont or arrhythmogenic death were reported. None. So, I need to conclude here. Harvey Reich, MD, PhD, professor of epidemiology at Yale School of Public Health, who has published with Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health with 39,779 citations on Google Scholar. He rolled up his sleeves and looked into this issue. With regard to the safety of using HCQ with AZ to treat COVID-19, well, he complains that the fear ginned up among some in the medical profession is unwarranted. He noted that it appears early evidence supporting the safety of using this regimen were ignored. That the negative conclusions drawn by various professional organizations are, quote, not based on science, end quote. He said, quote, it is unclear why the FDA, NIH, and cardiology societies made their recommendations about HCQ plus AZ. He said the combination of these in treatment has been widespread standard of care use in the United States and elsewhere for decades. This use predominantly in older adults with multiple morbidities, with no such strident warnings about the use given during that time. Huh. In other words, what's going on here? With all the hype, what is so dangerous about doctors recommending use of a regimen that is virtually harmless? And according to hundreds of doctors, helpful. Can anyone spell I hate Trump or November 3rd? These people's hatred for Trump and covetous lust for power, you know, or maybe rather we should say their fear that he will totally undermine their globalist agenda and unravel their plan to bring America to her knees, or rather their effort to kill American liberty, pressing their wicked knee into our necks until we can't breathe, until finally liberty dies. You see, they're afraid of Trump and his supporters. Afraid they're going to rush these chauvins and knock them off liberty's neck so we can breathe. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 or go to godswar2020.com to send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Okay, soldiers, speak up and charge the gates of hell.
Go to godswar2020.com.